From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 21st at 6:04. Currently here in Urbana, according to the National Weather Service, fair skies and 49 degrees, south wind 12 miles per hour. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we should see temperatures in the 70s today, tomorrow, and then in the 80s on Thursday. We'll look at your forecast in just a few minutes. As the weather gets warmer, you may start seeing more of those teal blue electric bikes zipping around town. IPM Student Newsroom's Lyric Roy reports the city of Champaign is taking steps to allow bike share programs to more easily operate in the area.
The e-bike company Vio has been operating in the CU area since 2018. City officials say these bikes are some residents' main transportation, especially with the rise of gas prices and cost of living. Damian Vergara is a sophomore at the University of Illinois. He says he uses a Vio almost every day.
I'm often almost late to a bunch of rehearsals, and they're just like everywhere, pretty convenient.
The city is working to amend its code to standardize regulations for e-bike companies like Vio and others that may want to operate here in the future. As part of that change, Vio has agreed to expand its geographic region to include areas west of I-57. The city expects to finalize this agreement by July. I'm Lyric Roy, IPM News.
The city of Urbana is seeking feedback on a temporary new road design along part of North Lincoln Avenue. The stretch of the road between King Park and I-74 has been reconfigured to remove one vehicle lane in each direction. The city is using the extra space to add a center turning lane and painted bike lanes. Those changes are meant to improve pedestrian crossings and reduce rear-end collisions from drivers making left turns. Interim city engineer Justin Swinford says the design is better suited for the amount of vehicle traffic on Lincoln.
Sometimes there are impacts that are maybe perceived as negative to those to drivers, you know, if they're backed up further than they usually are, but we're trying to make this a safer corridor for everybody.
The city is using a federal grant to test out the new approach. The grant requires the city to repaint Lincoln Avenue with its old configuration later this summer. But Swinford says the city will use the feedback to inform future improvements on the road. You can visit the City of Urbana's website to take a survey on the new design. And now we'll look at your forecast from IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, mostly sunny and breezy, a high of 78 degrees, south wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, and a low of 57 degrees, southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 76 degrees, and on Thursday, sunny and breezy with a high of 82 degrees. Currently in Bloomington Normal and in Rantoul, fair skies and 44 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the maxim that helping someone else less fortunate is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. This is NPR.